Heroic Stories, restoring faith in humanity, one story at a time.
Respectful Treatment by Charles Horner, Texas, USA. In the mid-1980s, I was enrolled in a travel agency school for entrepreneurs who wanted to operate their own travel agency. We got valuable information on the geography of the world, and we were trained on educating our clients to deal with the idiosyncrasies and cultural habits of other cultures around the world. Some of the information gleaned from those classes has stuck with me to this day, especially on how to treat other people, no matter what they look like. This period of time was also when many people in the United States dressed shabbily as a form of rebellion, not from necessity. One of our instructors, Barbara, owned a travel agency. She related the story of three scraggly-looking kids who'd come in one day. As was the custom in this part of one of the more affluent areas of Dallas, if you didn't look like you belonged, you were shunned. Or the police were called to remove you from the premises without consideration as to why you were there in the first place. One of Barbara's travel agents turned up her nose at the unkempt kids, ready to call the police and have them removed. The employee dismissed them as bothersome troublemakers, unworthy of her valuable time. Barbara, however, greeted them kindly, inquired as to their travel plans, and suggested different travel options. They spent over 2 hours going over different ideas. Even though they looked like they didn't have a dime between them, she gave them every courtesy, as if they were the most important customers that had walked into her agency that month. They wound up booking literally around-the-world itineraries with lavish accommodations. As she booked her flights, hotels, cruises, and excursions, the surnames they gave didn't sound familiar to her. But she went through all the motions as if they were real travel customers planning a lengthy vacation. When it got down to how the trip would be paid for, the oldest produced an exclusive American Express card. Barbara recognized the name on the card as belonging to one of the wealthiest families in Dallas. She quizzed them as to the different name on the card. They explained that they used their mother's family name so they could travel safely and not be targets for terrorists or kidnappers. A quick phone call confirmed their story. After all the transactions were completed and confirmed, they thanked her and said that hers was the fifth agency they'd visited that week, and because she didn't treat them like they looked, she got their business. She made over $25,000 in commissions on their bookings alone. One lesson Barbara imparted to us that day in class was that prejudice isn't just about race and gender. She said, "No matter how somebody is dressed or how unkempt they look, everyone deserves respect and kindness. Don't treat anybody poorly. They just might pay for your new car."
Visit heroicstories.org to read and leave a comment on today's story. Do you have a story to tell? Visit heroicstories.org/submit to review our story submission guidelines. Visit heroicstories.org/podcast for podcast and email subscription information, links to the Heroic Stories Facebook page, and information on sharing today's story. That's heroicstories.org/podcast.